The podcast you are listening to of Holmberg's Morning Sickness is brought to you by my friends at Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale. Meet, mesquite, repeat. Trust me on this one. You've had barbecue before, but you haven't had it this good. Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale, ericsfamilybbq.com.
Eric's Family Barbecue has arrived and is simply the best barbecue in Arizona. Come satisfy your taste buds with meats that are smoked over mesquite wooden sides that are made with fresh ingredients and tons of love. They have the best, juiciest brisket, pulled pork, rib, sausage, turkey, or everyone's favorite, the Pitmaster Sampler that includes all the meat and four sides, mac and cheese, potato salad, coleslaw, corn, or beans. Yum! And for dessert, try some creamy banana pudding. Amazing! Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale. Meet, mesquite, repeat. Make the trip. You won't be sorry. Dine in or take it to go. Go to Eric's Family BBQ.com for more info.
Holmberg's Morning Sickness.
The old method of treatment for a person in this condition was to throw him in jail.
98. K-U-P-D.
Pete Lee's awesome. That was fun. He's really good. So CB Live this weekend if you want to go down there. I like when it's like all of a sudden I'm Johnny Carson.
I like when a new comic comes on the show and we enjoy his time. I like that. That's fun.
No, like I matter.
I like that. I like when Pete Lee, it's good, isn't it, Ed, to see somebody come on and do well?
Yes! Anyway, I get this email. It says, I've recently, by the way, we were talking. Did we talk about it on the air? I couldn't remember what we call women who filter.
Yeah. During the Brady Report.
Oh, okay. Yeah. The Hotel Cecils. Somebody asked me on the thing, and I'm like, I don't remember. What did you guys call women who filter their pictures and then show up and they don't look anything like it? They're the Hotel Cecil. They got dead Chinamen in their water. If you don't know that documentary, you got to watch it. This says, Dear John, I've recently gotten engaged to my girlfriend of almost 3 years. Beautiful, beautiful thing. I've never noticed this, though. We've been celebrating quite a bit. And her birthday was last month. Mine is this month. The engagement was Memorial Day. Oh, what a wonderful day to get engaged. It's the day we celebrate the fallen soldiers. Anyway, she drills some wild farts when she sleeps in the bed, man. Nothing rooster tail or anything, but it is unladylike. And I haven't said a word yet, but I'm thinking about it. But she gets really mad at me when I go to sleep and wake up with morning wood. She gets mad and says I must have been thinking of an ex or something. And I say, I don't know. She says I'm talking in my sleep, and I never say her name. How do you guys handle this? Signed, The Love Wolf.
First, if it's the Love Wolf, I mean,
what are you asking me questions for, Love Wolf? I mean, if you're the Love Wolf, you don't ask some Swede in the desert. She's ripping nasty farts all night long. You wake up with boners and she's jealous.
The Love Wolf.
Cancel this engagement.
Yeah. She's canceled for being the Love Wolf.
You should be canceled immediately for calling yourself the Love Wolf. But
3 weeks into
3 weeks of sleep, but it does go to show you must live together before you make any sort of commitment. There is none of that old-fashioned Brady way of going, we're going to get married and we're going to live together after.
None of that. Not going to have sex before marriage.
None of that. Screw that. You got to find out what their brushing habits are, where their hair goes in the sink. Do they clean that? Are they pigs farting at night? If her Indian name was Farts in Sleep, I mean, what do we got going on here? We got to find out what she's like when her defenses are down. And same for ladies with the guy. Does he leave skitters in the toilet bowl? What's his underwear look like when you're not looking? That kind of stuff. Where's he beating it? What's he do with the remnants? Is he wrecking your towels? That kind of stuff. But yeah, you guys are 3 weeks in and she's jealous of your nocturnal erections. There's nothing you can do about this. That's going to get worse and worse over time. That's not going to get better. She's already
daternal. Asleep. It's morning wood.
Well, right, but you're asleep.
I'm sure she's questioning it already. Your name is the Love Wolf, for God's sake.
You call yourself the Love Wolf. You're probably going to have some questions to answer.
Baby, you married the Love Wolf.
What don't you understand about the name?
You realize that's why my hands smell like a fish factory. It's because I spent a good portion of my youth being the Love Wolf pup. I mean, you can't get mad at the Love Wolf when the Love Wolf totem is up.
Time to spend some time in the grotto.
Yeah, I mean, come on. What do you think the Love Wolf's going to have but a bone on the reg?
The Love Wolf. Sign your name. Dave. Not the Love Wolf. You're not allowed to call yourself that, although hilarious.
Bro, I'm an apex predator.
You understand? You are marrying an apex predator. You're a weak woodland creature, and I, the love wolf, must spread my seed throughout the woods.
I just don't like you waking up with boners.
Well, then I guess you shouldn't entangle with the love wolf any longer.
So you have to pee on our sheets?
What do you expect from the wolf?
Of course I have to piss on the sheets, lady. I need other wolves coming into my den.
Oh, no.
Hey, you've been with another wolf. That is not the loved one.
That's terrible. So, yeah, I would say, after answering all the questions, cancel your engagement. First off, being engaged on Memorial Day is a terrible idea.
She's going to be miserable because he has to eat his meal, then she's allowed to eat.
Right.
I mean, it's just not going to work.
This dish is filthy. You're drinking out of the same bowls. The love wolf.
And she should cancel it, too, for getting engaged to a love wolf.
I don't want to be rude to the love wolf, but I can't imagine this is a good-looking lady. Because no woman that tolerates anything is going to be pretty and heavy.
This is my husband. His name is David, but we call him the love wolf.
We do? We do? Because I don't. I call him David still. I'm not calling a man the love wolf, no matter how much he begs for that.
Go call a therapist. By the way, this is the love wolf. Can you help me out?
My name's Dave, but no. I don't like being called that. I know you work in therapy. My wife says I wake up with too many boners, so the love wolf needs a hand. You got any saltpeter down there?
Love wolf, how does that make you feel?
Ow, sad. Love wolf's got to breathe, man. Ow, she's suffocating.
Don't email me anymore, love wolf. Please, just say Dave.
David. Ryan Trepansky, a.k.a. Love Wolf.
Sounds like some bad radio DJ from the 80s. Yeah. The Love Wolf on the overnights.
It's the guy who wanted to be Wolfman Jack.
Yeah.
He's the Duplo blocks to the Lego of Wolfman Jack.
You got yourself the Love Wolf midnight to find out. Sunrise is hard, and so am I.
I hate that. I hate that you're the Love Wolf on the radio. Can't you just be like the frugal shopper or something? Can't you just be?
It's terrible. Anyway, Love Wolf, I wish I could help you out, but yeah, I did. The guy said, wow, solid unintentional Brian Callen impression.
I don't understand. Frankie, gotta know. I'm the Love Wolf. Wolf, wolf.
Anyway.
Okay, Myron.
Every time I finish in it, I put in a litter. That's a litter.
Anyway, yeah. Good luck to you, Love Wolf, but I say cancel this engagement. Also, I'm starting to see this. I don't know how I feel about this because I'm kind of on this too. Celebrities' Suns fans are coming out of the woodwork. I got in two pictures of Jonah Hill in Suns jerseys this morning. I got one of Jamie Foxx that looked a little doctored, but I'm not sure if that's real.
Are welcome, John.
I wonder that, but yeah, I guess it brings attention to it. I'm kind of in on it too. I'm doing the same thing because I've been. But the difference is, I was a super duper Suns fan as a kid, and then growing up here, and then the strike in the late '90s happened, and then I got to do Suns. I got to meet the Suns, which is the worst thing I could have done in my life. Meet those guys, and at the time I met them, none of them were that great or nice. So I started to not like them as people, so it kind of reflected back. But what I didn't do was glom on to another team. I just kind of stopped liking basketball. I think a lot of people did. I think a ton of people my age quit liking basketball from like 2000.
I did.
Till about 100%.
11 years.
100%. Yeah, well, 2010 for sure I checked out. Once Sarver got this team, I was out. But the early after that strike, and then it all kind of went to zone defense and the Euros and the Spurs. And I watched, but I didn't like.
The game changed up a little bit.
I lost my passion. Last year in the bubble, I got my passion back. I started liking that Suns team. I really just missed basketball as a thing. And then the other night, what I watched was maybe one of the greatest sporting events I've ever seen. That Clippers game was monumentally amazing. It reminded me of a game the Suns played the Trailblazers years ago. I think it was 153-151 was the final triple overtime. The Blazers won it. But, I mean, this thing, it couldn't be more evenly matched, these two teams, where it was a heavyweight fight in the 15th round and they're still throwing haymakers. It was rocky. Suns lost. And Jeff Hornacek had like an amazing game, and they asked him, like, is this the greatest game you've ever played? He goes, it's the greatest game I've played that we lost. I'll take a 5-point game we win over, you know, my 30-something points in a loss. And I'm like, God, this is what sports is. Like, that's emotion. So I remember being passionate then. I wasn't. But now I'm looking around, I'm seeing like all these Devin Booker jerseys on people and other city, and I guess we kind of have to let that happen, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, we're just not used to it because we've never had a champion.
Right. Here. And watch, well, we still don't. Don't you do that.
Like I said, we've never had.
Dump button. Hit
I'm
the
gonna
dump button.
No, house. No, no. We've never houses. Had.
I'm going to paint your house. You keep it up.
I didn't say we do. I said we've never had.
We don't, Bernie Mac. We have not mentioned championships yet.
He knows something.
Well, he Colangelo,
Bernie Mac did
know.
This to the Cubs. God damn it. He just did it. He did it to the Cubs. Root for the champions, he said against the Marlins.
Oh, did he?
And then the world fell. Seventh inning stretch, Bernie Mac sing. Take me out to the ballgame and root for the champions.
Was Bernie Mac a Cubs fan?
Yeah.
Wow.
And look what happened to him with his jinx.
Dead.
That's right. He didn't get to see the championship. Son of a. But yeah, so looking at Drake, like I was making fun of Drake because he was getting the key to Toronto. He's the Canadian rapper. The Raptors win the championship a couple years ago. He's like, and then this year he's in the Lakers front row and he's cheering. I'm like,
was it Miami last year?
He was in Miami last year. Yeah. And what's weird is he was in Miami last year for the bubble for the Heat, who played the Lakers for the championship. Now he's with the Lakers. It was bad. And I don't know. So I frown on that. But then looking around and seeing it, it's kind of neat to have Phoenix in the forefront. But you almost want to, like, right about now is when you're like, all right, are we all in? We want everybody who's in at this point to be the one in the bubble that's in the gathering. And any outsiders that come in later, especially when they if they beat the Clippers and go to the finals, you're going to see a lot of that, like celebrity superstars.
It only gets bigger. Yep.
Anyway, I guess I have to put that aside because I know after this, I may lose my love for basketball again. But what I'm not going to do is just go, okay, now I'm a Bucks fan or now I'm I'm going
to
stay here.
Unfortunately, you know, it goes back to turning in. Talked about it a long time, being a snobby fan.
But there is such a thing, though, Brady. You can be a snobby fan.
Sure.
You don't
people
want
that move out here in a year and then all of a sudden.
Yeah, you don't want interlopers to pretend they're in the mix. Like, because you've suffered. Like, I was a Cubs fan. I don't like say, well, I'm a Cubs fan. So, you know, and you don't know anything. But you've suffered as a fan. If you're a true fan, you've actually felt the pain and the joy. And you don't want somebody just jumping on and saying, yeah, me too. A little bit.
You're talking about Drake. I mean, I don't know if that's a legit photo or if that's Photoshop, but there he is wearing a Phoenix Suns jersey.
He's just chasing for tickets.
Yeah.
And that's what Drake can do. Like, Drake can say, okay, I'm in your Suns gear, and then
who
Dean.
Would do that? There's a couple of artists.
But Dean Stoyer over there at the Suns, who's in charge of all this marketing and stuff like that,'s going to hand Drake tickets and put him in the front row because it's great for the Suns.
Oh, yeah.
But is it?
We'll give him a jersey.
Is that Shakira wearing a Suns jersey?
No, that she's allowed to do that all day.
Oh, yeah.
In fact, we need to get her
well,
some,
she shouldn't be wearing one.
Suns pants. Yeah. We get that jersey off of her and put her in some Suns pants.
There's Lil Peep.
Lil Peep is a Suns fan?
Apparently.
Who dat?
See, and then the Drake one. Maybe,
Lil Peep.
I don't know.
I don't know if it's legit or not.
I guess
there's
just
T.I.
I guess I just admire people who are fans. And I'll admit it, I didn't suffer through the Suns' bad years. None of us did. There's a very small group
of
people.
Which years were those?
I mean, 2011 to last year.
Yeah.
Nobody
that
was,
stuck with
nobody
them.
Was yeah, watching.
That stadium was empty, and the buzz in the city was gone. So
Sarver was to blame.
Sarver was completely
which
to blame.
Which he's still there.
But he has pulled back. Whatever recipe. A lot of owners have that. A lot of owners have that. I got to stop touching it. There's a certain degree
but it
of.
It took him so long to get there. You think he finally just realized I've monkeyed up too much of this?
I think enough people have told him, "Let you've got good people in place. You finally put this recipe together."
Yeah.
And also failing for years and years and getting good draft picks. Eventually, you'll start going, I got
to
do something different. And I think maybe he's smart enough.
Well, they've gone over that. The last 4 years of the draft, they've killed it.
Right. And that's James Jones.
Yeah.
And prior to that, some of the guys they had in here were just – and they had zero – vetting for personalities, but between the Morris brothers and half the idiots that came rolling through this city, this wasn't a likable team. I mean, if you were a fan of this team, you were trying to be a fan. None of these guys were. You were incapable of liking the Suns team, but they are incredibly likable now. They're fun to watch. So I guess we kind of have to accept the star power and allow it out. But
yeah, well, it's going to happen.
Bandwagoning, yeah, that happens kind of all the time.
But it does. And you're the same. Like if somebody's like, oh, yeah, no, I love the Seahawks. They're my third favorite team. And then they try to talk Seahawks with you. You're like, okay.
Like where were you prior to 2004?
I want to hear from you.
Yeah.
Because I suffered. I've been there.
Name me the quarterback from 90 to 2004.
Yeah, I want to know that you've suffered too. I'm a Steelers fan. I haven't suffered my whole life football. It's been great. I mean, we lose playoff games.
Where I am with the Mariners.
Yeah.
20 years since they've been in the playoffs.
And they stink.
And this year they're average.
They're okay, but they're not going anywhere.
But that's hope, John. Yeah. Hope is average.
That they're rebuilding. But you know what's going to happen. They're a farm team for everybody else. You're a Bears fan. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It's been a nightmare. It's
rough.
So you don't want to hear somebody if they got, all of a sudden got good and you see some girl downstairs and she's in all Bears gear.
Yeah.
It's annoying.
And you know what's going to happen to her.
And maybe she was a Bears fan before, but I have to start giving the benefit of the doubt a little bit. I followed the Suns when they were bad, but I actually hated them. And I think that was part of the passion. They were like an ex. Like, you used to be so great. We used to have something, and now look at you, you fat pig. And I can't believe I used to bone that. And that's kind of how I looked at them. Like, they took me off all basketball. Like, I don't even want to watch basketball anymore. You've ruined it, bitch.
Thanks, Love Wolf.
Thanks a lot. The Love Wolf is in the woods. Ooh, I miss my hoops. Anyway, so get used to it. But Jonah Hill was in a Suns jersey, and everybody's like, look at this. And I guess what bothers me more is the local media celebrating it. I got a little bitterness to that. If all of a sudden, Brady, I started to become an Ohio State fan, you'd be like, all right, enough. You wouldn't buy it. It seems inauthentic, doesn't it?
Well, you've known me for
20-plus
years, and also maybe coming around on it and saying, you know what, I like that.
I can't even imagine it happening. Oh. I hate them. I've always
hated
them.
I think the Cavaliers is the one team you didn't just glorify and jump on.
Yeah.
Charlie did.
You're happy for him.
Charlie's been a Cleveland fan. He's both been a fan.
He's a Cavs fan.
Browns in Cavs.
Anyway, what are you going to do? I stick to my teams. That's why I was like, you live in Phoenix. Why don't you support it? Well, because I grew up, my dad raised me a Steelers fan. That's not going away. So I guess there's some sort of oddness to that sports loyalty that I find strange.
Speaking of, Jimmy from Philly has sent this over this morning and said, are you ready for the season, John?
That Big Ben with ice all over his arms?
Yeah, and his legs, yeah, both knees.
Look.
He better be bionic. As a Steelers fan.
The Iceman.
I'm already upset about Big Ben coming back. He's a statue.
You were upset in January.
You've heard my rants about this. Thank you, Ben. That's enough.
Go away.
Ben Roethlisberger is like your grandmother trying to blow you one last time. Sure, I love you, but that's enough.
You just don't kick me out. I'll do anything.
No, that's Grandma. Put your top on. You're embarrassing yourself. We got the entertainment drill coming up in just moments. Oh, before we do that, Brett, you're leaving tonight. Where are you going?
I'll be over at EOS Fitness.
Okay.
From 5 to 7 out there in Brady's neck of the woods on Higley and Pecos.
Okay. Higley and Pecos from 5 to 7 tonight. Brett will be out at EOS Fitness if you guys want to go out there and grab some free stuff from Brett. Drop off water, too.
Yeah.
You don't want that necessarily on your shoulders, but you're going to have it if that's a good spot. So anytime a member of the morning show goes out, you can
absolutely
drop some of that out. We'll do that. That's awesome. EOS Fitness tonight over in, is it Chandler or Gilbert?
It's Gilbert.
Okay, out in Gilbert. Check it out at 98kupd.com. Got the entertainment drill coming up next.
If the younger generation doesn't get into rock, then guess what? An art form has died.
You've been listening to Holmberg's Morning Sickness Podcast, brought to you by our friends at Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale. Meet Mesquite. Repeat, ericsfamilybbq.com.